In the north direction, the shaman receives a lineage of medicine men and women that have come before them. And you become a lineage bearer, so that you carry a lineage that goes back to the beginning of time itself. And this is a lineage of healers and wisdom keepers that work with you, work through you at times, and that accompany you and support you in your work. So that the shaman understands that we never work alone. We're never alone. We have tremendous support from the invisible world. And the support that we have is in the form of a lineage of elders that have come before us. So ours is a lineage-based tradition. So that you don't acquire a body of knowledge and a body of techniques and then begin to put them into place. No, you have to come into proper relationship with the medicine people of the past. And it is their wisdom and their power that flows through you and that increases your wisdom and power. So in the north, our students go through an initiation process where they become the carriers of a medicine lineage of the Americas. And they begin to remember the old stories, stories that they did not experience directly, but that are theirs. Because the voices of the ancestors, of the spiritual ancestors, become alive within them. Now, the shamans don't channel. Shamans don't channel the voice or the wisdom of another medicine person or spirit from the invisible world. Shamans practice their own power and their own wisdom, but they commune with the invisible world. So you never turn your voice and your body over to another, but you rather commune and communicate with those that have come before us, and you bask in the same body of wisdom that becomes available to you, because wisdom and knowledge is seen as existing separate from us, that we can tap and access at any time. And that becomes the role of the teacher with the student, is to help them make that direct connection to wisdom. But in the north, you receive the rites of passage. And you become a lineage carrier in the same way that with the Lakota, you can become a pipe carrier. In the traditions that I was trained in, you carry a lineage that you embody, and you are the voice of that lineage. So you're never working alone. And we learned that, as we will learn in a later session, that we can create sacred space, which opens up a space between the worlds, for the medicine people from the other side to come and support us and assist us in physical as well as emotional healing. Our spiritual lineage is different from our biological lineage. So we may be, for example, of Middle European origin or of Germanic blood or Norwegian or African descent, but our spiritual lineage is different. These are the spiritual communities that we belong to. And since shamanism is not religious, it's spiritual but not religious, you can practice shamanic medicine and be a Christian, be a Jew, be a Muslim. Your lineage is not a religious lineage. So for example, if you're a Catholic and you become a priest, you become part of the lineage of Peter, of the line of Peter. If you're Jewish, you become part of the line of David. But this is not a religious practice, so that the lineage that we connect with are medicine men and women that have broken free of time, that live in freedom, that walk and practice a spiritual path. These are the bodhisattvas of the Americas. These are spirits that have chosen not to complete their final journey back to complete liberation, but rather to assist humanity in the processes of change that we're going through at this time. And they're the medicine men and women of old that we can connect to through these rites of passage. So the best way to connect to the lineages of the Americas is through the land, is through the spirits of the land, the spirit of the earth, and to honor and celebrate the sacredness of the land. And when you establish that relationship with the earth and with the land, the elders of old will come and recognize you as one of their own, as somebody who is a stewardship with the earth, as somebody who's renounced the more predatory Western model of taking up the earth what you like, but rather one who's in protection of all life. And then the lineage finds you. Remember that the student doesn't find the teacher finds the student. The lineage finds you. And there are many of us that are lineage carriers that have not gone through the formal initiation rites, but that have connected spiritually because of your values, because of your the way that you are in service to these tremendous helpers from the spirit world. So connect with the land, reach out to the land, pray in the land, be with the land, be with the spirits of the land. This land has held many who've come before us that want to be honored and celebrated and remembered.